The Washington, D.C.-based Environmental Working Group calls the legislation a boondoggle, which will hurt small farmers in the environment. Spokesman John Corsiglia says the winners in the farm bill are large agribusinesses.
We would have liked to have seen in the final farm bill some more money spent on conservation programs. And likewise, we would have liked to have seen more substantive payment limits, a cap on the subsidy amounts that the largest farm producers can receive.
Corsiglia says the bill has multiple loopholes which will allow corporate farms to avoid caps on commodity payments. The Environmental Working Group says it will continue to track federal farm subsidies through a searchable database on its website. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris Lehman.